Cut Day sorted the room behind Travis Kelce. Kansas City kept four tight ends: Kelce, Noah Gray, Jared Wiley, and rookie Jake Brinningstuhl. Per Matt McMullen at Chiefs.com, with Brinningstuhl taking the last spot over Trey Watson, who was waived, per the Chiefs' transaction announcement at Chiefs.com. Charles Goldman at A to Z Sports wrote that Brinningstuhl is the better long-term play at tight end than Watson and could very well be part of a succession plan for Kelce. That is one columnist's read of a fourth tight end decision, not anything sourced to the building. The simpler version: the Chiefs kept a developmental rookie over a veteran. Kelce himself did not play Friday's finale, a 9-9 tie with Seattle that belonged to Garrett Nussmeier and the reserves, per McMullen. That settles the watch item from last week. He is done until September, and his entire preseason is the two series he played in Tampa. Otherwise, this was the quietest of our Kansas City files this week. No injury reporting, no designation, no Kelce-specific practice note. Quiet is the story. Back in June, we framed his season as a bet on the stickiest stat in football: tight end target volume, with the explosive peak already gone to age, and a caveat nobody can schedule. No one forecasts the week a 36-year-old's floor gives way. Cut Day added nothing that tests any of it. The cutdown attached no designation to him. Nothing in the week's reporting says otherwise, and the depth behind him is now a known quantity of three. More when the season gives us something to measure. Data via NFL Verse.